This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Nigeria's army is fighting armed groups in one of the world's great oil-producing regions. They fight amid the swamps and oil wells of the Niger River Delta. Yesterday, militants said they battled soldiers in a spot just upriver and downriver from facilities run by Chevron and Shell. The militants are holding three foreign oil workers hostage and sabotaging oil exports. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton explains why, starting with the story of a hostage who was freed.
Armed militants released Texan oil worker Mason Hawkins into the hands of a group of foreign journalists last week. It was Hawkins' 69th birthday. Suffering from diabetes and high blood pressure, the construction manager, who's a contractor for Shell Nigeria, had been a hostage in the Niger Delta for 2 weeks. He had a message for Washington.
I think the U.S. needs to keep pressure on the Nigerian government to pay attention to these people and do something about their poor conditions. Because I honestly, truly believe these people will fight till death. And there's going to be one behind every tree from now on.
These are militants of the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, brandishing assault rifles and chanting, "We are suffering," before they released Hawkins. They're behind the spate of kidnappings and the latest unrest in Nigeria's turbulent oil region. The group has warned it will drive foreign companies like Shell, Chevron and ExxonMobil out of the Delta. Before roaring off in a speedboat, one masked militant commander, who did not identify himself, reeled off a string of demands and threats.
Let the U.S. know that the Niger Delta is not Iran. But if after 49 years of oil exploration, we have not gained anything from the oil, we are going to stop the oil from flowing.
Almost since Nigeria started pumping oil in the 1950s, the Niger Delta has been pushing for more resources and more money. Princeton Lyman, a former U.S. ambassador to Nigeria and currently director of Africa Policy Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, describes this as an evolution of anger.
Well, what's happened recently is that unrest has morphed into a series of militias and sometimes criminal gangs who have benefited by stealing the oil and creating an outright challenge to the government. So this is an outgrowth of a situation that wasn't dealt with adequately in historical terms, and I mean over the last 50 years, and now has become almost out of control.
This is Obioku, a remote village nestling in the maze of lush mangrove creeks in the heart of the Niger Delta, way down south on the River Niger. With its fragile huts made of thatched palm fronds and wood, Obioku is typical of many fishing villages in the Delta, small and dirt poor, despite the region's oil wealth. Children play homemade drums along the sandy paths of the village as soldiers guard Obioku after deadly clashes over land rights with neighbouring Odioma town last year. Both communities have laid claim to an area that Shell is planning to explore for oil. More than a dozen Obioku people were killed, including the 18-year-old daughter of Chief Ayebanua Stephen Debo, a fisherman. He said conflicts over oil in Nigeria were fueled by poverty and greed in a nominally rich region. But, said Chief Debo, there's no trickle down.
That's why we are looking for the Shell to help us so that we can be able to survive. We don't have enough things to struggle with. Here, trying to weave my nets for fishing. Provided if you have the tools, if you are having the nets, engine, and the boats to move along, you can feed yourself.
There are few jobs in Obioku and no grid electricity or pipe-borne water. The village women, like Cordelia Bendick, say their children get sick because the muddy brown water they draw from a pond and the river is dirty and polluted.
Yes, it's the water that we are using to drink, cooking, bathing, everything. And the environment is very bad. Life hard for us. It's very, very difficult. So.
All oil revenues in Nigeria go to the central government, which hands back 13% to the oil-producing states. Niger Delta villagers, like residents of Obioku, criticize the Nigerian government and Shell and say that's not enough. Don Boehm is the manager of corporate external affairs at Shell's Nigeria headquarters in the oil capital, Port Harcourt.
The expectations have increased on the role that the oil companies have to play in providing basic amenities, whereas it is really the responsibility of government.
Whoever is responsible, foreign oil workers are now bearing the brunt of local anger. Kidnapping has become an occupational hazard. The government claims it's doing what it can to protect all those living and working in the Delta. And the authorities have dismissed the militants as nothing more than criminals. Femi Fanikaode, a Nigerian presidential spokesman.
It's a very unfortunate incident, and where people with criminal intentions and the criminal mentality have basically taken the law into their own hands and have started kidnapping people for reasons, in my view, in our view, that are far from being political, even though they say they're political. The way not to do it, surely, is to start kidnapping people and blackmailing people, because nobody wants that.
Local people and militants may be focused on their own interests, but disquiet and unrest in Nigeria's Niger Delta impact the world. And stop-go output has a knock-on effect on energy and gas prices in the US, which gets one-fifth of its crude oil imports from Nigeria. President Bush has said he wants to see more supplies from this region. Neglecting the Delta communities could spell disaster, warns Nalagor Chris Alagua, a Niger Delta activist working on conflict prevention and resolution.
The Niger Delta is like a keg of gunpowder at the bottom of Nigeria. If nothing is done, it has the capacity of exploding. And when it explodes like dynamite, it will blow everything that above it to smithereens.
Villagers in many poorly developed parts of the Niger Delta, like Obioku, say while they don't agree with the abduction of foreign oil workers because it's against the law, they do understand the motives behind the militant sabotage campaign to make news and try to improve their lives. Obioku villager Cordelia Bendick again.
We are still begging the government and the Shell people to help us to do something to help ourselves with our family, with our husband. Help us.
Which brings us full circle. For development and peace in the Niger Delta, those who know the area, say the Nigerian authorities and the foreign oil companies, must listen to the people and negotiate a fairer way to distribute Nigeria's oil money. Ofebi Akwistarkton, NPR News.